resources are very slim. We have no medications to keep these patients even ventilated, let alone ventilators. Medications like fentanyl or propofol that would keep a patient sedated while they're intubated, we're out of. We're out of Tylenol. And that's not even going back to the fact that we don't have any ventilators to put these patients on. So we're going to start making life or death decisions in regards to people's care. So you're going to come in and you're going to get tagged whether you deem necessary to even get intubated, or are you being sent home to die? This is truly scary and nobody is taking it seriously. I want to jump through my phone and strangle people that are on the beach or out with their friends still. Like, they just, you guys, that's the problem, right? And driving to work yesterday, we saw a lady that was in her car with a mask on, and it was so nice that she could have a mask, but we can't. And I'm sitting here trying just to stay as healthy as possible. And this is what they give us. So this is actual real life in the hospital now. They give you a paper bag and they give you your N95 mask. And this is signed out for the entire year. This is what I have to go into patient's room with. And then this is what, at the end of my 12-hour shift, I put into this paper bag and bring home with me. And I have to bring it to and from work every day. Do you think that that sounds safe? Because we are completely out of resources. There are no masks, there are no gowns, we're running low on gloves because everyone has panicked and stockpiled all of this so that the medical staff doesn't have it. We cannot stay safe and we cannot care for all of these people that are coming in because no one is taking this seriously. And I am being super transparent. I was one of those people that wasn't taking it seriously. But I'm here to tell you that you need to. We are literally making life and death decisions for people. I didn't choose nursing or the healthcare field to not help people. And that's exactly what the choices are that they're giving us. They're giving us no choice but to help only the people that they think that can survive.